In the days before baby boomers like Eric Friedlander and I were driving around America with our families, way back in the 40s and 30s, road signs were not uniform at all. They were more like bits of graphic folk art, hand-painted, usually in all capital letters, because lowercase was hard to render with a brush. When federal highways started becoming standardized in the late 50s and 60s, so did the signs, but with very little thought given to the design. And now, as more and more drivers get older and their headlights get brighter, the original interstate highway typeface is looking a little fuzzy, to a lot of people anyway, and you know who you are. And that's where graphic designer Don Meeker comes in. In this week's Design for the Real World, he explains how he helped bring highway signs back into focus.
In President Eisenhower's term, they said, we need standard highway signs nationwide because we have these new freeways. So we can take a missile from Altoona, PA to Albuquerque really very fast. It's kind of funny to hear. The reason for that highway system was to mobilize the country in the Cold War.
What's wrong with this picture? The common, everyday spectacle of modern traffic on roads that are as out of date as the covered wagon.
For the freeway signs, there was a new development, a mixed-case typeface. It was developed by a man named Ted Forbes from Leroy Lettering. Well, Leroy Lettering, an engineer and architect, will remember, was used to label drawings. So he made these letters, blew them up photographically, and created a typeface. That's all he knew. That's what was available to him in 1949. And from that came Highway Gothic Series E Modified. The astonishing thing is that that has lived for 58 years.
I've been traveling this road a long, long time. I'm starting to get the blues.
The roadscape, however, has become much, much more complex. The two-lane freeway is now a four-lane freeway. Urban driving, the old rural route out of town, now is filled with all sorts of commercial clutter.
Road signs and middle lines are hypnotizing me.
So I think the competition for your eye has become greater, yet the side of the road where you place signs has not become wider.
Road signs and middle lines will be the death of me.
There's no reason why we have to be living if computers were regulated like highway signs, we'd still be living with vacuum tubes. Intel would be making vacuum tubes. They wouldn't be making microchips. And so in the late 80s, the federal government became aware that the driving population was getting older. They were also aware of these new high-brightness materials and the halation effect. Well, the halation is when your headlights shine into the material, it reflects back to you. So if that is not properly balanced for your eye, the white will be so much more intense that it will overshadow the letter form or become much too bright. And the sign can be a big glare, which they can't discern what they're reading. So the flaw of the standard E-modified, the upper lowercase typeface that you see on freeway signs, is that it has a consistent stroke width. It's like strapping two pencils together and pulling them around in a full circle. That makes the interior shapes or the counters of the typeface very small. It is quite squat, short, and quite heavy. There were a number of studies done, and the final results were just make everything 20% larger. Well, a 20% larger cap high increases the size of the sign by 50%. Were it possible, the cost would be in the billions.
What's a citizen gonna do?
And so we looked at the typefaces and realized finally that we were going to have to start from scratch.
Our American dream of Futurama on wheels can come true.
This is something we'd never done before.
Our highway engineers know the way. It's ours for the asking.
And we drew the initial version of Clearview. We opened up the terminals That is, unlike a Helvetica, where the E curls around on itself and completes the circle, the letter terminates with a straight, nearly straight stroke. So you don't create a trap for light because your eye closes a word up at great distances. And it worked. Different typefaces have different voices. They can be delicate, they can shout, and in this case with Clearview, the voice of it is as the invisible umpire. It has to make a good call. This 20% gain in legibility for the same size sign has saved many lives.
I can see clearly now, the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. There's gonna be a bright, bright sunshine day.
Don Meeker is a graphic designer. You can see some examples of the highway typefaces he talked about at studio360.org.
I think I can make it now, all the pain has gone.
Derek John produced our story.
All of the bad feelings have disappeared.